And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. This is hour number 3 on this Monday, December 14th, 2015, 11 days before Christmas. Hour 1, in case you joined us late, we had some news and my father and I discussing some things. Hour 2, we had Mr. Wright on, as we do here in hour 3. And in hour 2, we were talking about Islam is of Satan through Mr. Wright's program Code Searcher, and we're going to get into Donald Trump. We're going to get into some other things in this third hour that are timely and important.
No wonder I couldn't hear myself talk. My mute switch was on. Eric, you know, thank God for Eric. He's our tech, by the way. Is there a way we can get one of those cameras and point it to you? I should. You should see him. He's got his little, like, Star Trek booth back there. Anyway, a couple of things. Mr. Wright has been so kind to join us on relatively short notice. This is a fascinating topic. It really is. When you understand, see, to me, this makes Scripture, it comes alive anyway. But this kind of puts that punctuation to it, saying that this is of God, because no man, no computer, well, maybe the most sophisticated computer that hasn't been built yet could possibly do this, but this is of God. You see, to me, this is confirmation. It makes the words really come alive even more than they do normally. And again, the four levels of interpretation of Scripture, from the most literal to the most to the deepest, and they all have to correspond with one another. Before we get back to Mr. Wright, and again, I want to thank him. A couple of things. Prayers out to Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda, for all you do. Rhonda's a great team player, and I'm very proud of her. And she's right now, just prayers up for her, because you know what, life happens, right? Life happens, and you just sometimes you wake up in the morning and things just don't go the way and things left turns, you know, bang, things happen. So just she's going through some things, so prayers up for her. Yeah. Also, Ken Keeling's mom, Joanne, let's say some prayers for her. She's coming, she's going to have surgery this week. Some pretty bad neck problems, to the point where she sneezes, she could become a paraplegic. Okay, that's how bad. She's going to be operated on Thursday. Now, Ken is the associate producer of JB of Caravan at the Midnight, JB Wells, and I'll be on tomorrow, I believe. I think one of the hours tomorrow. Before we get back to Mr. Wright, I want to just let everyone know, look, it's late. If you haven't gotten that by now from our programs, I don't know. Maybe you should watch... I don't know. Watch TV. Do something. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. There are partners in this radio endeavor. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Why not give? If you give gifts during the holiday season, why not give a gift from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com? I don't care if it's a can of freeze-dried strawberries. Long-term storable food. It doesn't matter. Look, they have something for everyone. And you're helping support a Christian-owned, veteran-owned business. You're helping support us. You're helping support the prepper movement, the sensible prepper movement. Be prepared. Hey, I'd love to get something from American Survival Wholesale as a gift. Also, Renaissance Precious Metals, same thing. Steve Quayle. You know, of all the things you could buy your children or buy that loved one, why not precious metals? It's the same with preparation, because precious metals, preparation. Long-term storable food and survival items, preparation. Get prepared in all areas. And that goes for Block It Pocket. And then if you want to have fun, of course, you know, nuts.com. And if you really want to have a good sleep, Casper. So I'm kind of just going over the litany of things, but you get the idea. So there's something there for everyone. Mr. Wright, we want to talk. I'm going to toss it back to you, Joe. But I really would like Mr. Wright to address a few things here, and you could handle this part. some curiosities I have, in addition to Trump. CERN, Hillary Clinton, climate change, or, you know, chemtrailing or whatever, our geoengineering, DNA. Go for it.
Well, Mr. Wright, I'm going to turn it over to you. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Donald Trump in this hour,
sure,
or should we start somewhere else?
Sure, we can talk about the Trump table and what I got from Luminary. It does concern me. You know, I did find the word president in the plain text right under his name, but you know, when I looked at when Rabbi Gleason looked at Obama before the elections, his show the word Nasi or president there 8 times, which indicated that he would be there 2 terms. However, in Donald Trump's table, we can only find Nasi there 1 time in the plain text, and that's a little strange. That could indicate that he is the president of his company, or it could indicate that he is nominated. The word Mered or appointed is there 16 times. So it's hard to distinguish whether or not he is going to be the president of the United States just from what I'm looking at now. Now, there is a 6-letter anomaly that says I am shot or I was shot that is in his table. There's also the word murdered, which is vertical. In other words, it is in the same exact skip pattern as his name, which is in the width of 460. This is a very small cylinder. So, also running through the word murdered, you have judgment there. So, what that means, it's still preliminary. I still have to dig. That's why you can't put these tables out and assume what you're seeing is what's going to happen. There's a lot of digging involved. The United States is here twice, the word of Yahuwah. So it seems, or there's another anomaly, it says the command of Yahuwah. So based on this, it does not look like he is in safe right now. Based on his comments that he's made here recently, it seems there's a high probability that he could be shot or stabbed or something along that lines, attacked in some way.
Poisoned
would not be,
you know, bit by a dog. I mean, a rabid dog,
well,
whatever.
Well, I have murdered in here, stabbed, okay, and I was shot. So, and I was shot, is that a better skip pattern than I was stabbed? Now, again,
ooh,
there could be other things encoded, other people encoded in this table. So when it says stabbed, that could be referring to someone else. So there's nothing to tie him to that yet. However, it is there. So, you know, again, going to the prediction, you can't put a table out like this and say, Trump is going to be stabbed and shot. No, the words are there. We need to wait and see what happens and before we draw any conclusions. I'm not trying to do as Michael Drazen did. He tried to use the codes as a warning device, and he actually got a message to Yitzhak Rabin, who, again, does not believe or didn't believe in a creator, and would not heed the message. So there will be no phone calls from me to Donald Trump saying, hey, you're going to be shot or something like that. It's just here. It's on my channel. If it happens, you know, somebody made a choice to do so. I pray it doesn't happen. I don't want to see the man hurt, but there seems to be a high probability of danger, and that probably goes with the territory of running for president. So,
and you said,
surprise. Go ahead.
In the last hour, you said that Obama seemed, from your code, to be the last president?
There is a table I just found last night, and again, this one's preliminary too, where I found the term. It's only encoded 1 time, the last president. And when I started running names like Trump and Cruz and things like that. The only one so far, and I still have a few to run through, was Obama's name. But that's the only name so far that comes up there. So we will have to see again. I'm not predicting or saying that he's the last president. This is still preliminary. There's still a lot to search and to look for. I do feel like, you know, with his the things that he's already set into motion with his presidential decrees or whatever he made up, what's the correct terminology, the executive orders. It seems very fishy that this could be a dictator on our hands here. If there's any kind of catastrophe, if there's some sort of attack based on the enemy within, guess what? We're going to military seclusion, that martial law. And I think when that happens, they suspend any election. So it's a probability that we could have a dictator on our hands. Matter of fact, there is a table that says Obama the dictator. And I did that one over the summer. You can find that as well over at Postscripts.
That's actually historical because, I mean, really, by legal definition, when you rule by executive fiat and executive action, executive orders, you're really acting as a dictator when you circumvent Congress. So, you know, it could be a done deal too. So, but you know, the last president, it could mean, doesn't mean that maybe he's the last, you know, guy to occupy the Oval Office. It could be the last president that in the fashion that we understand a president to be, and I don't consider him a president anyway, but, you know, because of his eligibility or lack thereof.
Right. Yeah, so you're right. It's still preliminary. So it could mean anything, and that's what I'm searching. What does your mean by these? And so that's when I get into a state of prayer, and I get into, you know, I pace a lot, guys. When you put something on my heart, I'm praying about it. I'm even outside walking, looking at the ground, just back and forth. And, you know, the people around me, it's like, what's going on with this guy? Well, that's in the mode where he's communicating with me. He's showing me things in my spirit. And usually confirms or denies whatever whatever I think or I'm being shown, you know, and I pray about it intensely. Now I make him show me at least three times before I'm absolutely sure, because the enemy will come and try to sow something into you and make you believe it's from the Creator. So I have to get validation or confirmations when I do a table before I put it out and say, okay, here it is. And that's why they take long for me. To get out. There's some that are put out tables every day and have all these different predictions. Well, I'm a little worried about that, because that goes along the lines of the draws in predictions. You know, it puts a bad taste in people's mouth. It ruins the credibility. And I'm working against that constantly, trying to work against that and show people, hey, there's more to this than that. We're looking at a divine hand. This is not about a crystal ball. You know, our Creator didn't give us something to predict the future. That is ridiculous. He has given us something that He's revealing Himself through. And when you get that revelation, when you get the hair standing on the back of your neck, and you've got goosebumps because the Holy Spirit just put something on you, and then you see it in the codes, I can't explain it, guys. And there's been times where I've jumped up and down and screamed with excitement because of the revelation He's given me. And there's nobody around that I can share that with. And that moment, so it, you know, then I put it on YouTube. But anyway,
I don't get that. Well, you know, it's good conversation here because people need to hear this, and I think you're speaking from the heart and spirit led conversation here, because here you are looking at this and as you put it, you know, who do you tell about this? And so, of course, you know, you're. Your research, you know, we're an outlet, and of course your YouTube channel as well. I was going somewhere too that I wanted to visit. Boy, I just lost that. But
help us focus, Yahuwah. Help us get back on track.
Amen. It was one thing you mentioned about martial law. We had a guest on Friday, Chip Tatum, who. Black Ops guy. I mean, big time Black Ops. Yeah. Iran Contra. Worked for North, Ollie North.
It's all the show.
Yeah. Okay. The state of emergency has the power of the law. It retains it in the political presidential area, if you will. Martial law gives the power to the military. And what he said, and I kind of agree with this, because I have a source. Two sources, but one in particular had recently told me that it would be like a state of emergency as opposed to martial law and geographically specific, because of the military is not really backing Obama in terms of domestic issues. So just throwing that out there. So not martial law, but state of emergency, perhaps, like this, according to Chip Tatum and others. So, okay. All right. So let's go ahead and continue, because this is fascinating. Hillary Clinton, Trump, CERN, all of this stuff. But Trump, boy, not looking too good in terms of what you found so far, just to recap this.
Right. It's not looking good for him as far as, in other words, there's a high probability somebody would attack him. Now, that's not surprising, because this goes with the territory, and I'm sure he has a security detail. But based on his comments and the things that he's saying, that probability is very high. So that's something to be taking a look at. There's nothing to indicate that he's going to be the next president. However, like I said, it's still preliminary. Now, for Hillary Clinton, she's in the codes, but there's nothing to indicate that she's going to be elected as well. And her table is preliminary as well. I haven't focused on her too much because, be quite frank, I wasn't led in the spirit that she is a contender in the first place. She's all mouth, and I don't think that she's going to get a nomination. There's probably other nominees that will get it before she does. You know, the Benghazi thing is working against her. I cannot see that a population will be nominating or voting for her as a president. Even the novelty of having the first woman president, and I'm sure she's aspiring to be that, there are things working against her that are not favorable for her to win that nomination. Trump has a better, it looks to me, has a better chance of becoming president, even though that I can't see in the code that there's going to be another president. This is my opinion here. And I was telling your guy, it was either Eric or Joe, I think it was Joe, telling today, we could do a follow-up show. When I get to these tables to the point of publishing them, we can come back on and talk about those. So, there's 269 times that his name is encoded there, and so it's going to take some time to go through those, and I can't go through all of them. I have to be led by the Spirit to find which ones he wants me to see and then look at those. But if you want to go to the As the Days of Noah table...
Okay, let's go to the
CERN.
As the Days of Noah, okay.
CERN. Yeah, CERN Fire at the Gates of Hell is a table that I put out on, I think it was over the summer. And that was based off, you know, Yeshua would say it would be as the days of Noah. So that is an end time encoded term. I call it Matthew 24, for example, the Olivet Discourse. There are so many terms that you could pull out of that, like signs of thy coming, abomination of desolation, which are all tables that I've already found. It's almost like an outline of the end times. And that's where he says in there, it'd be as the days of Noah. And this is what we're looking at now with the correlating scriptures that it appears with. There are several places where the day of Yom Yahuwah, the day of the Lord, or the day of Yahuwah, which is the great and terrible day, is in there. You can see things like Raphaim, which are the demons, the disembodied spirits of Nephilim, which is also here. You can see that crosses right through the center of this table, which is a huge CERN connection, guys. By the way, you look there where it says eagle, just to the right of As the Days of Noah. There's an anomaly there. You have in the red, written backwards, from Lucifer. And it says, with the eagle at the top, from the gates of hell, or the gates of hell. Right there, fire from the gates of hell. In that, there's also a connected from Shiva.
Mr. Wright, hang on a second here, because I think we might have the gates of the abyss. CERN is the title of the slide we have right now. Is that the right one or no?
Let me look and see what you're looking at. No, that's the gates of the abyss, and I don't have that one in front of me right now. But that's connected to this. But if the actual
okay.
top of the this is called. Hold on, let me get back to it. It's called CERN, at the gates of hell, and it has As the Days of Noah running down the center of it. I did submit this one the last time.
We got
it. Eric wants to take a look.
We got it. I believe it's CERN Fire at the Gates of Hell, Bible Code Matrix of End Times Prophecy.
Right.
And then, we got it. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, this does have years in it. 2015, of course, that was a big year with CERN and things that they were doing there. It does have the Destroyer off to the left with the Raphaim up at the top. Enoch and Elijah here connected to one another up at the top. And if you haven't seen in one of my tables or videos, the two witnesses are, without a doubt, to me, in the codes, Enoch and Elijah. And there's opinions about that, who that is, and based on the transfiguration at the Mount, that it was Moses and Elijah, but I can't show that. There's no indication in the codes that Moses is that second witness. That's just an example of how the codes can be used to validate or verify something. On the contrary, there are scriptures in those two witnesses table that in each one of them, where either Yahweh is telling Moses or Moses is telling the children that he cannot cross over the Jordan. So for Moses to be showing up in the end times in Israel across the Jordan, the Jews would not accept him. He was commanded not to go across the Jordan. So that illuminates him, in my opinion, illuminates him. So that's just one thing. The other things in this table, you got the Destroyer in here. The United States is directly connected. You can see there, right, just left of where it says from the gates of hell, there's a cluster of words, and it's almost hard to read, but it says darkness and wickedness. And in vertical, you have Satan is right there in the black and red with a vertical anomaly. Evil is praised in the blue. And just right of that, you see wickedness and judgment there twice. So they're playing around with it when they call this God particle, this thing. This is an abomination. Absolutely the pit mentioned, or the abyss mentioned, when the angel is given the key to the bottomless pit, this could be a direct connection to that. I remember talking to L.A. Marzulli about Nephilim and these skulls that they had been researching, and I asked him in Orlando, Florida, in 2014, is it possible, in your opinion, that scientists of this world, you know, the Smithsonian had a hand in hiding some of these skulls and skeletons, and I asked him, is it possible that they can extract mitochondrial DNA from this and clone these beings? And he agreed, absolutely. And it is very probable they are doing that. Probably, you know, this government will take anything and use it as a weapon. Even the codes. There are supercomputers that the government uses. The CIA does use the codes as part of the intelligence. You can go and research Harold Gans, who is an Orthodox Jew and an encryption specialist that works for the NSA. And he is a code specialist, and he uses the Bible codes with supercomputers. They try to predict things before they happen. I was talking to one of my friends, Jim Watson, about some of the things that were happening in the news, and it seemed like they were having drills right around the corner. If you remember the Batman shooter in the theater, right around the corner, they were doing a you know, suppose if someone comes into a theater kind of drill thing. How do they know to do that? So it's thought occurred to us that it's possible that the government knew beforehand that something was going to happen and they were training for it. Same thing with Sandy Hook. Some people don't believe that Sandy Hook was actually something that happened. It was one of those wag the dog kind of things, that a production of the government. Again, you know, but it's in the codes, and it shows there's evil and wickedness in this government. We're not told the truth. Absolutely not. We're not told that products that we use will kill us, or that there's GMOs and things in the food that they're giving us. No. Or why? Here's an interesting fact here, guys. Did you know in the Amish community there is no autism? Not one case.
Oh, no.
Not one case.
Exactly. In the Pennsylvania Dutch, especially, and then the Ohio. But yes, that's correct.
Yeah, but why? So why is that? It's because of the things that we're given. Products, the food, the things that we're ingesting, all these chemicals, and you know, they're spraying things in the sky above. That's why there's diseases and things. And, you know, listen, they have a cure for cancer. There's a cure. Brzezinski from Texas has a particular cure for a particular type of cancer. The federal government took it from him, patented each of the formula, and you know, he's a criminal if he uses it. Why is that? They don't want us to live, guys. There's an agenda called Agenda 21. where they want to reduce the population. That's either done by what they're doing or war. War is a great way to reduce the population.
War's coming.
Yeah, and the elites are hoping for that.
Yeah, and Dr. Ted Brewer, folks, on our program, he's going to be joining us Friday. Spoke with him earlier today. Oh, my goodness. You know, talking about transhumanism and really the very subjects we're talking about now. So don't, make sure you catch Friday's show. Okay, Mr. Wright, now, I had seen here, okay, CERN, obviously CERN, the Nephilim. This is something here that's I believe that we should cover. And as in the days of Noah, what do you expect to see using the code and also your research in general? What do you expect to see? I mean, are we going to have Nephilim walking the earth? Is that what we're going to see? Or are we going to see just the Nephilim fighting it out? Or what's the deal?
This is the thing. Based on Revelation, the book of Revelation, we know that there are several indications of fallen angels. This is not just about us. This was about fallen angels before it was about us. So there are indications in Revelation. There are four angels that are bound at the river Euphrates. There are seven thunders that are mentioned that utter out of order. We know these are not angels or holy angels because they speak out of order. So they're bound. We also know from Scripture that it says that when the restrainer is removed, that's another searchable term. Who is the restrainer was the access term given to me by the Holy Spirit, because there's a misconception with people and there's division in their debates about who the restrainer is. Some people believe it's the church. Some people believe it's the Holy Spirit. What do the codes say? Well, I can tell you from what was given to me, who is the restrainer. There's an indication that restrainer is an angel called Raphael. The book of Enoch also confirms this. It's a cross-confirmation of Scripture based on this extra-biblical book. And I know I'm going to get a hit on citing from Enoch, but folks, Yeshua cited from it. Jude cited from it. Peter cited from the book of Enoch. So I'm going to look at it, and just because the Catholic Church didn't want to admit it to the Bible is not a reason for me not to consider it. So in looking at it, I can tell you.
I think we're beyond angels. Apologizing for that. You know, Mr. Wright, and I'm right there with you. I didn't mean to over-talk you, but when we can cite from the book of Enoch, we can cite from these biblical texts only because, as you mentioned, they are cited. But even equally important, they're of historical value. Just because Absolutely. They're not included in the canon Absolutely. Does not mean it eradicates their historical value. Go ahead, sir.
Right, and that's neither here nor there. The reason I brought it up is because it actually fills in a lot of blanks for me for Revelation, the book of Daniel. Now, back to these fallen angels, I believe when this angel that is kicked out of heaven, and by the way, it is Satan that is kicked out of heaven and given the keys. It is not, he's not letting himself out of the pit. Some people say, well, that's Satan in the pit. No, that's Abaddon. And I can tell you from the Scripture, Abaddon, or perdition, is an angel called, or a fallen angel called Azazel. Azazel, and you can find it in Enoch as well. He is put in a pit with everlasting chains and darkness. Yep. They're going to be released. And where are they going to go? Because they have no soul, they have no body. So that's where we get back to the CERN thing and this Raphaim and Nephilim. Because if they are cloning or bringing back these vessels, it is absolutely probable that these demonic spirits can inhabit these bodies, and more than likely are going to be roaming around. And this goes back to what I was talking about with the government trying to weaponize something. Imagine super soldiers. That would be their logic in doing this. I don't believe that they're trying to bring back Raphaim intentionally to, cause chaos on the earth. Of course, I could be wrong about that. It seems more plausible that they're trying to create super soldiers in doing this.
Or perhaps both. I mean, who knows?
Sure. And they have the DARPA technology where they have, life-size robots that move at the speed of the highest moving animal to insect-sized drones that can fly anywhere, in any type of weather or temperature differences. It doesn't matter. These things can go anywhere.
In the days of Noah, the scriptures says that all life was corrupted. All the animals were corrupted. Man was corrupted. So there was hybrids on the earth. They were mixing things. They were mixing animals. Same thing is happening today, guys. Remember Dolly, the sheep they cloned back in the 90s? They're much more advanced now. Do you think that they're not cloning humans, even though it's against the moral laws that they put out as a world community? We should not do this. I do believe people are doing it. They're absolutely doing it just because they believe that they can and will, just to see if they can. So is it possible that man can create and have a soul or a spirit? I don't believe so. So who's going to inhabit these vessels? It's got to be these Raphim. That's what they want. They want a body to inhabit so that they can destroy mankind.
So they'll create one.
And I know that sounds wacky, guys, and people think, well, you've got to be out of your mind. But I absolutely believe it.
Yeah, I do as well. I mean, we and Steve Quayle talks about this, you know, from the Nephilim to the Raphim to the disembodied spirits, demons, what have you. So, this doesn't sound weird. And notice that the Watcher technology or the technology of the Fallen Ones has been employed, it seems like, since the beginning of the 20th century, really in earnest. And isn't it interesting how, if you, and how do you explain, for example, and I often say this, but again, how do you explain 1800, 1900 years? You go from, living like really just basics, you know, fire, water, mud huts kind of thing, to, within 100 years, you're going to the moon or flying jet planes. So go ahead.
Right. That is the explosion of technology mentioned in Daniel when it talks about in the last days there will be knowledge that increase, a man runs to and fro. Did you know before the Tower of Babel that man was very advanced? And it was said by one of the angels, if we don't do something, that their knowledge and I'm paraphrasing here, their knowledge and technology, there's nothing that can be held from them. So you know, confounded the language and caused them to not be able to understand one another. Up until that point, man was very advanced, and so you had to do something to take it down a couple of notches. But there's been a resurgence now. Knowledge and the knowledge to create technology based on from what I'm finding is only restricted by time. Listen, these fallen angels certainly knew how to create a CERN, whatever, the apparatus, whatever you want to call it. They absolutely knew how to fly. They knew how to do all these things, but they needed man to advance in technology. Man was not advanced up after Babel. So they had to wait till we got to a certain point in our advancement before they could manipulate man again. And here we are. We're in that time. Just like in Daniel, where it's talked about knowledge increase, man runs to and fro. That's now.
Okay.
And that's an explosion of... Think about it. You just made a good point, Doug. We were in the Dark Ages, basically, up until about 150 years ago. We were still horse and buggy and using candles, and, you know, but since then, we've got the phone, we've got the car, we've got, you know, people supposedly going to the moon. I know that's an issue some people disagree about, that the man even went to the moon. But my point is that knowledge exploded, and technology became foremost in these times, 150 years. That's amazing. What happened in 1900 years that we were just kind of like in the darkness, and then all of a sudden, just in the Industrial Revolution, boom, it happens. And here we are to the point where
But how do we explain that? See, is it the loosening of the, as you said, the knowledge will increase, but what is responsible for the knowledge increasing? Is it the loosening of the...
I can tell you. Everything is in the Creator's hand, and it is His will. Will be done. So he allowed this to happen. He withheld it up until a certain point. We had, like I said, the fullness of the Gentiles had to come in. So there's timelines that we're under, a linear timeline. He is not bound by time. We are. there's a beginning and an end. There's no beginning and end for him. So we had to advance to a certain point, and it was withheld up until a certain point until now, because we're in the fullness of the Gentiles, in other words.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We got about 18 minutes left on the show, Mr. Wright. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, you know, I do have another one that I submitted. It's called Death Methods DNA, and this is a perfect example of a manipulation. There's an interesting clustering of anomalies here in this table. If your engineer wants to pull that one up, we'll talk about it before we go.
All right. Here we are. It's Death Methods
DNA.
DNA in me? M-E?
That's right. That's right.
Is it like you and me, or?
Well, I'm not sure what it means by that, but this is originally from the seventh tetrad table. You can look to the far right, you can see the seventh tetrad. That's the axis term there. But it could have also been an axis term, just like what I was saying earlier. There are other things that are encoded as a term, vertical term, up and down, in these tables. And if you can see just almost to the center, or just the left of the center of your screen, you see Death Methods DNA. Now that's vertical. Starting from the four letters that are purple, running through the red scripture that is there, going up to the yellow letters, and then to the other purple letters. Then you see a set of six letters. One is a yod, one is a bet, and there's three sets of those. That says vertically going up. It says Death Methods DNA, and then the black letters say in me three times. What does that mean? Well, I think it goes back to No, can't be good. Especially with all the clustering there. You know, you got the beast, the fallen, which is the Nephilim, is there. The Pope is in there. Obama is in there. It says vertically right next to that, you can see it says, indeed, Barack is home. What does that mean? I don't know. It's just there. It's open to whatever Yahuwah reveals to you as an interpretation. Up at the top, you've got Netanyahu's name is in here. You got 2015 and 2016 here, all over the place. To the far right, you can see there's a mention of the blood moons connected to Israel. I believe that, you know, mm-hmm. they follow the Creator. Deals with Israel always. The Scripture says in signs and wonders. And I believe this tetrad that would come out of was an indicator to them of the times that we're in. You can see that there's a, let's see.
I see judgment.
Vertically. Yeah, the Jesuits are in here. Judgment, the Pope, the Vatican, King of Babylon is in there. Just almost center, but right of center, you can see it says president up and down. And then you have Obama's name running through there, and I know it's kind of hard to see. You see his name, Obama.
Yep.
But if you follow that white line and look to the far right, it says the soul. That is where the Aleph in his name is, the soul. That's the Aleph. Then the Vav, in this set of blue letters that are highlighted, you have a purple, looks like a number one in there. That is the word abomination. And then left of that, you've got the Bet, and then left of that, you've got the Mem and the Hay. But you've got the soul and the abomination in his name, the letters of his name. And you can see, standing vertically, right in between the abomination and the soul, it says, everyone sees. And that's where his name is running through that as well.
On the far left, I also see the word war.
Yes. There's been a trend with these tables where war appears as a pattern three times. Sometimes it's more than likely it's going to be three times, which is to me an indicator of World War III. I can interpret it any other way. The days of Noah is also in this as well, right there in the plain text. You can see right by president, right above the Vav in the abomination, you see the days of Noah right there.
And just to be clear for people listening to this and looking at this, Aleph, Vav, these are Hebrew letters.
That's correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Now, what's really interesting, just want to touch on, there's several scriptures here that are highlighted, and folks, we don't have enough time to cover them, but you can go and find my videos and see what those scriptures are. But I want to just point out that one red one right there that's running through death method DNA, and that is actually from Isaiah. If you don't mind, I'm just going to read that one verse.
Sure.
This is actually when he's cast out of heaven, or speaks of him being cast out. So hold on, just let me get that pulled up. I'm going to read.
All
this
right.
is actually from Isaiah 14, and that one verse highlighted is 12. But if I can just back up and give you the gist of it, I'm going to read from verse 1. And for the Lord, for Jehovah will have mercy on Jacob, and yet he will choose Israel and set them to their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them, and journey them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Jehovah, for the servants and handmaidens, and shall take them captives, and those captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in that day that Jehovah shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage which thou were made to serve. Thou art to take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how the oppressor has ceased. Now we're talking about Obama here spiritually. How the oppressor ceased. The golden city ceased. And how, and it says, the Yahuwah hath broken off the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers, he who smote the people in wrath and continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, and is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth in the singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no filler has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee in thy coming. It has stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones. That's an interesting group of words right there. Are we talking about Nephilim? It has raised up thee from the thrones, all the kings of their nations. And they all speak and say to thee, thou art also become weak as we art thou become like unto us. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Now here is verse 12, and it says, thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how thou art cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yahuwah, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and be like the Most High. And that is the arrogance of Lucifer speaking right there. In the clustering of Nephilim, Obama, and the Pope, the beast is also there, folks. That's a tight cluster. We're told right here in the codes that death methods, there are death methods, Agenda 21, death methods, DNA, in me. That is undeniable, folks. We're talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 letters vertical. So it, basically we're looking at a combination lock. Each one of those letters have to hit perfect to form this matrix like this, and there you go. So the probability of this happening is astronomical.
The scripture corresponds to the Bible code, right?
Right.
Okay.
Each one of these scriptures Yahuwah had intended for us to see. And I could have highlighted every one of them, but I've only got a few because of the length of the video it would take. But, you know, you can go and find those. But I wanted to point that one out right there where it talks about Lucifer falling and being cast out. He was the morning star, the one who wanted to exalt himself above the Most High. And it running right through Obama's name, the Pope's name or title, right there.
Right. You know, wow. Well, we are in a time period, a very interesting time period. And you know, invariably people will say, well, gee whiz, the tetrad. Yeah, I think you had mentioned the tetrad, the four blood moons.
Yeah.
Well, nothing happened. You know,
well,
didn't,
let me just tell that real quick.
Well, yeah, but I just want to say, didn't Jonathan Cahn come right out and say, "Wait a minute, it doesn't. You can't put God in the box." And we were talking. It's not over yet, folks.
That's so, exactly right. And the way we should look at it is those four blood moons should be indicators, like four stop signs, saying, pay attention to what's coming after this."
Right.
And that's the way I looked at it. There was nothing to indicate that something was going to happen on the blood moon. And the people of Israel who witnessed those things, power three of them were in this country, were only visible in this country, was a warning. And considering that we have a triad of three blood moons that don't fall on feast days, and then three and a half years later lays out a seven-year period, it seemed to me to be a pattern. Now, some people believe that there is no tribulation. Some people believe there's only 3.5 years of tribulation. However, there is a pattern of 7 years laid out with blood moons dividing it by 3.5 years. I think that 2016 and 2015 was integral years, just as 2012 was. With, you know, people were looking for the Mayan calendar, something to happen. There was nothing to indicate that there was the end of the world was going to happen in 2012. Based on some of the scholars' reports and articles that I've read, it was actually a reset of time that came to pass at that 2012 period, or we're going into another age or another period. Same thing kind of happened in 2015, 2016 with the codes. There was like a transition where things seemed to be amping up, in other words. There was indication that there could be a third temple in 2016, and indeed, we hear a talk of that. They have all the vessels and everything they need to put up the third temple. Let me say, well, Code, why are you talking about the third temple? We are the temple. Well, because it's part of prophecy. It's part of what's going to happen. So to cite those things is just good eschatology. That's right, part of what's going to happen. So. Because I've got hitting on that, but because why are you talking about the third temple? We're the temple, you know, but the Jews don't see it that way. And Yahweh is going to deal with them, and he does it with signs and wonders. So there will be a third temple. It will be destroyed. Yeshua will be the one sitting on the throne in Jerusalem when all goes down for the millennium.
Okay, yeah, there's just so many offshoots to this and so many avenues to really take. My goodness.
Yeah, and I apologize for jumping all over the place.
No, this is
like
good.
You said, there are so many ways you can go with this, and so you go.
This is really good. So the bottom line here, just to recap tonight, all right, and I think that this is perhaps one of the more prescient Bible code exposés here. You've got current events embedded within the Old Testament, embedded within the Torah. You've got obviously Obama in there. You've got, and we've already established that the previous events, Yitzhak Rabin assassination and such, happened. All right. So moving forward now to look at this through a glass darkly, because we really can't see, but it's through a glass darkly. So the evaluation or the interpretation, or at least the working hypothesis, working interpretation here, is that things aren't looking too good. Obama, maybe the last so-called president. Trump, I don't know. You know, not too much after, you know, the ELS, the spacing here with respect to Trump. Murder, right? That was...
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So, I guess what you're saying is, hey, folks, watch out, because... In addition to what you're seeing with your eyes, you know, this Bible code is kind of suggesting quite a few.
It'd be interesting to watch and see what happens. For the sake of if anything, I don't want to see the man killed. But,
sure. You know,
if there's something that comes out of this where people actually see, wow, you know, this is something we need to pay attention to. You know, again, you don't need the codes to be saved or to get into heaven. It's just really interesting to talk about. I talk to many atheists. There are several who have come to Yeshua because of the codes. because that's the mindset that they have. They can only understand mathematics and science and things like that. And when they cannot get around the probability that there's a divine hand, they have to come to the point where there's a creator. Einstein did the same thing. In his yes. last days, Einstein just put out that there had to be a creator. And, of course, that was when his contemporary said, oh, well, he's senile, he's lost it.
Yeah, you don't hear much about that in the mainstream textbooks, you know.
Yeah.
But you said something earlier, and I just want to reiterate this because I think it's so important. And I jokingly asked, was my name in there? And you quickly said, oh, sure it is. Meaning that anyone who's saved is written in here. It's the book of life, isn't it?
That's
really
exactly right. Good point, Joe. Doug and I found in my research that the Bible is the book of life. And some people say, well, that can't be. Well, you know, it may not. In my research, in my opinion on it, that's what I'm stuck on, because it seems like encoded, Yahuwah has included us all. All that are called by his name are there. And Doug, just for laughs and giggles, I'll find your name and send it to you privately.
Sure.
Privately, just so you can see. Now, I don't want to start a trend where people start messaging me, because I had to get over this last year where people wanted to find your name. But yeah, you're there, and your son's there. Everybody called by his name is there.
Well, no, you don't have to do that, because you'll have to search the word like stutterer and idiot and say, you know, so no.
But you would be surprised what the Creator has to say about you, my brother. Good things.
And that's everyone who's saved and
that's
made
right,
blood
that's right.
for salvation.
That's right. We got a loving Father. He don't have anything bad to say about you, because you're forgiven. You are forgiven by the blood of Yeshua. So he only has good things to say about you.
And the takeaway from tonight, after all of the intellectual gymnastics, which is good, I think, because you're really looking for the truth here and looking for some sense and direction and even divine intellectual fodder here. But I think the takeaway is we can go through all of this, and it's all good. But at the end of the day, there's only one way, and you know what? We don't have to do what we're doing here, but it sure is glorifying God for doing, you know, for doing the research. But
Amen.
At the end of the
it's
day,
all for His glory. Listen, this is not about me, folks. I'm just a schmo. I'm a nobody, just someone that He chose to show these things to, and I'm more than honored to share them with the body of Yeshua. This is not about me. This is not the code searcher, you know, spotlight. These are His codes, and I'm just like I said, just a schmo that He shows these things to.
Well, we're all that way. You know what? We all get up, we all sleep, we all get up the same way, and you know, put our pants on the same way, or dresses on, or whatever, or
Absolutely.
Shoes on. It doesn't matter if you have lucky enough to have feet and legs. So you know what? It's we're all of the same, and it's interesting too, Mr. Wright. It's interesting as I sit back and watch. There are so many people out there who are so wrapped up in wanting to be right and have the last word, that they refuse to see, or you know, that need to be right or correct. The need to be correct is trumps everything, and people get lost in that I don't know what would you call it, ego, but it's sinful nature of man that goes back. So we have to lose that. We have to put it at the door and recognize that each one of us, we're all related. We're all brothers and sisters in the fellowship of God.
Amen.
So.
And we're at the end of the show, Mr. Wright. Do you want to direct people to where they can find your work at, and any upcoming appearances or anything important you got out there for
sure.
people?
Sure. Yeah, you can always find my work on YouTube at Code Searcher. You can also go to BibleCodeNow.com. Over there is my website. Also, I'm trying to get to, more than likely I'm going to be in the West Coast in January. So if there's anyone that wants to schedule a lecture or a presentation, just contact me and we can work that out. I'll be more than happy to meet with a group during that trip. So that'll be in January. I'll be on the West Coast If anyone wants to contact me at BibleCodeNow@yahoo.com, we can set up something, and I'd be more than happy to meet with anyone.
All right. God bless you. We're at the end of the program. Tomorrow night, Greg Jackson and Stan Dale. You got to hear Greg Jackson tomorrow night. Mr. Wright, thank you so much. God bless. Stay safe, everyone.
Till tomorrow.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.